Well, amen. Good to see all of y'all here. If you turn your Bibles over to the book of Mark, I'd like to add this to our prayer request. Ben Thompson from Canada, him and his brothers come down years ago. Ben just come down here recently. His dad's having open heart surgery Friday. If y'all pray for him, Mr. Thompson in Canada. Ben texted him a while ago and asked the church to pray for him, pray for his dad. Mark chapter 4. I had a good crowd on the bus, the little bus. Had several on the big, not the little bus, the big bus had a bigger crowd. Any new ones tonight, Brother Scott? 19. Praise the Lord. We had several on the little bus tonight as well. Good to see Miss Miriam back. How you doing, sister? Good to have you back. Been all the way over in California. Continue to pray for them guys up there in Tennessee and all that fire stuff going on up there. Well, tonight, I don't even know if I'm going to call this a message or not. It's actually just a thought, and I don't want to get deep into it because we're going through the book of Mark, but I was reading, you know, preparing for Mark and looking at it, and there's a portion of this verse that just kind of just stuck out to me. And tonight, you know, with the buses running and the float coming along, and I just want to talk a little bit about this. But before we do, something else has been on my heart this past week. And just talked to the deacons a while ago and just want to do this as a church. The Russell Home is having their annual get-together down at the fish camp. Now, they've had all kind of legal battles this year with the county and the state wanting to take their property and wanting to not make a move and all that. And if they've got that kind of settled, Brother Johnson's going to be with them this Saturday. And I'd like, if I could, to ask the church, if we give Brother Johnson a check tonight for $500 to take down and give to the Russell Home Saturday. If you don't know what the Russell Home is, it's a place where Down syndrome kids have lived and been housed and cared for years. They've had a lot of them on their plate this year, and I'd like to kind of give them that to kind of help them with any legal thing that they may have had a fault with this year. If they get a motion to do so, it'd be great. Brother Adam, Brother Bill, any questions concerning what we're doing? It's for Brother Johnson to take Saturday. Will you mind doing that for us, Brother Johnson? Give it to the lady there that oversees the home for their use. Bible says that we take care of the fatherless. And some of them have got fathers that just never come see them. Just kind of put them off there, maybe embarrassed, ashamed, or whatever the reason is. Any questions concerning that? All in favor? Any opposed? Okay. All right. Now, thank you, Brother Johnson. I appreciate that. Just give them the whole home a Christmas gift from us here at Lock Haven. Amen. All right. Little ships is the thought tonight. As I was studying, getting ready for Mark, this here little phrase, sentence in verse 36, just kind of just like was there. Mark 4 and 36, the Bible says there in 4:36, and when they had sent away the multitudes, they took him even as he was in the ship. And then there's this here sentence. And there were also with him other little ships. You know, God has his ways. God had his reasons. But that... And there were also with him other little ships. And I began to ponder that thought, think about it. And, you know, with the buses, the bus kids coming in, and Brother Scott's Wednesday night route's been growing pretty good. And other things, our Sunday school classes, you know. We have our church here as a body. We have different ministries. And, there's some Sunday school classes that have been given good reports of growing and going good. And I think this Sunday, Brother Bill, do we have 10 in the men's class? Brother, you know, but Brother Bill was teaching the men's class, but I remember a couple, almost a whole year, you only had one in the other Sunday school class you was teaching, right? One, you know, classes come up and go down, so little ships, I don't know, just this thought here, and then I think about these little ones, and some of us have little ones. Yesterday, I was had the privilege of keeping Skyly, from about 12:30 on till about 7:30 yesterday. I had her running around here with me and pulled her in a wagon, taking garbage here and there. Took her to print shop last night, was there. She's fooling around with tools. Had a tool trying to fix her little wagon while I was pulling her around. And Haley come in and said, "Dad, why in the world is she so dirty?" "She's been with me all day." "We don't stay inside, on the couch. We get out in the yard. She fed the animals and stuff." So the little ones. I got two little grandchildren up in Missouri. And got one on the way coming in January. And so this is a little ship, you know, and thinking about the Russell home and those people. And they're just there. And there were also with him other little ships. It's kind of seemed like, "Well, God, why did you put this here?" So I began to ask myself these questions and thinking about it and looking at it and want to get over. So I told you, it's not a message. It's just, I'll be honest with you, I'm just going to be rambling here tonight about this thought. So I began to think about it. First thing I noticed was that Jesus didn't forget to mention, he didn't forget about the little ships. The little ships. Little ships not forgotten. They're just kind of insignificant there, isn't it? I mean, when they had sent, when Jesus had sent them away, the multitudes, he took him even as he was in the ship. So apparently his ship was much larger than there were little ships. There were these little ships. And I started thinking about our young people and our teenagers and things in our church. And if we don't engage them in the things of the church, the things of the activities of the church, I don't mean just entertainment activities, but getting them involved in things of the church. Tony approached me. He asked me for my keys about 3-4 weeks ago. And, he works for Pop A Lot now, locksmith company. And he asked me for my keys so he can get in the print shop. He needed to get a tool or something over there. And he said, came back and said, "Pastor, why in the world you got so many keys? I must have had like, I don't know, maybe 15 keys on there to different things around here on the property." And he said, "Would it be all right if I come by and get some notes, take notes?" He came by one day, took notes. How many doors was this? How many doors was that? How many doors was this one and this particular lock and things of that nature? And he said, "Would it be all right with you if I was asked my boss if I can come by on my day off and do some lock changing around here? Church give them a tax receipt for my time and stuff?" I said, "Yeah, we'll be fine with that." Well, he went and talked with his boss, and his boss told him, "It's just too much worry to worry about that. Just go ahead and do it. We don't want a tax receipt or anything." So he came by. I spent 2 days dwindled my key set down to from 15 to about 4 or 5. I got 5 now. And I said, "You know, I wonder what make a young man do that, because he feels a part of something." I'll be honest, on his day off, I told him, he said, "Pastor, I'm going to come Friday." I said, "Oh, Tony, I've already planned to spend the whole entire day in the woods. I'm going hunting." "I feel bad when somebody's here at the church working and I'm not around. I really do." And I said, he said, "I don't need you here, Pastor. It'll be okay." So I left the house about 4:30 in the morning. I came back through about, I got done hunting about 8:30. He was still here. Got here early. "Brother Josh, what time did you get here? About 10, Friday, 11? Yes, he was already here working, wasn't he? What would cause a young man, because he feels a part of something? Jesus did not forget to even mention these little ships. And there were also with him other little ships. Different. We cannot get so big in our ministries that we forget the little ones. the little ones. And we've got to remember, there's hope for all. But if we forget these little ones, this world will gobble them up. That means we as Sunday school teachers, we as mentors of our young men and our young ladies clubs, the beautiful girlhood clubs and the young men, and then the little cupcake princesses. What does Kayla call them? God little princesses. I forget. She had so many cupcakes scattered around over there. That's why I got mixed up with the name over there. We cannot forget them. It takes effort to be involved in these. So if you're in one of these mentoring things, make a promise to yourself that I'm going to pray for that one. I'm going to write them a note. I'm going to stick a little something here or there for them. But you know, we can't forget them. Jesus didn't forget these little ships. And guess what? A storm was coming. So we got to, you know, if it's their birthday, call them, text them, write them, a little note, or, you know, if they're in your Sunday school class. Be careful to not forget the little ones. That's those that are below us. So, Brother Bill, I know you got the men. You got men that's older than you. Invest in them. Goes for all of our Sunday school. Brother Carl's got couples, young, old, middle-aged couples in this class. Don't you know, take time to invest in them. Don't forget. I know, you know, when I say the little ones, automatically we think about the little guys. Don't forget those that are around us. Because listen, the little ships have needs in the midst of the storm as well. There's a storm here. But that's the last we hear about these little ships. It wasn't like all of a sudden when the storm showed up there in the next verse. Verse 37 says, and there arose a great storm of wind. It wasn't like those little ships just disappeared from the scene. They were still on it. So you imagine with me, you and I that are mature, you and I that walk with the Lord a little bit, you and I that's been through some storms of life, how we handle those storms, those little ones have needs in the midst of the storms as well. They have real problems. And that's what steward leadership is about. That's what servant leadership and influencing people, wanting others that are around us and under us to excel. And the only way they're going to do that is that we do not forget them and we invest into their lives. And so there's hope for all. And as in the midst of this storm, remember those around us have needs. Don't let our needs and our problems overwhelm us in so much that we can't recognize those that are under us. They have needs. All of them. And it may be insignificant to you, but to them it's real. It's real. It really is. And so another thought, I was thinking about these little ships, they weren't forgotten. In the midst of the storm, they were there. But the thing about it was, these little ships, why were they in the middle of this sea anyway? Because Jesus had sent the multitude away. They had a desire to be near the Lord. They had a desire. And so they got in close. They began to follow him. He had sent them away. And the big ship was headed off. And, they began to follow the Lord. And they wanted to be next to him. And these kids that come around here, those that come to Sunday school, they have a desire to know more about Jesus. They're not showing up to Sunday school just to show up. They come because what? We're having Bible study. We're getting into the Word of God. And so they want to be near. Don't ever forget that that those around us are here for a reason. I don't take it for granted. When I look out here at Sunday morning, I tell our Sunday school classes, our gathering for Sunday school in here has grown greatly over the year. They're not just here to kill time. So that means we as Sunday school teachers need to prepare our hearts. Need to prepare our messages and prepare ourselves so that we understand they're here to get something from Jesus. And so it's important what we're doing. They want to get next to him. So the only way they know is, man, come to Sunday school. Come to Bible club. We have Discovery Club over there. We have Teen Zone here. When you have the beautiful girlhood things, when you have the God's Little Princess, you have the Fishers of Men Club, make sure we have prayer meeting, men's prayer meeting, prayer breakfast every year, other month. Make sure that it is, we understand something, that it is because people are coming because they want to get close to Jesus. Where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is also. These little ships, the reason they followed out into, they wanted to be next to Jesus. You understand something, getting next to Jesus, sometimes they're affected by the storms that come after just you and me. See, spiritual battle's real. And those spiritual storms, when they attack you, Sunday school teacher, they attack you, choir leader, when they attack you, deacons, when they attack the pastor, we have to understand some of those that are around us feel the effects of the storm. They have needs, and we have to meet those needs, and we can't allow our needs and allow our problems to overwhelm us that we forget about them. One thing I did notice here, that in verse 39, and he arose, talking about Jesus, he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And when the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And then he looks at them and he says, and he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? He was speaking directly to them. But when the storm come, it come for the little ships too, didn't it? That there was an effect. I guess what I'm saying here is that there's an effect. What we're going through, you know, no man lives to himself, no man dies to himself. And what we're going through, others around us have that ripple effect. So how we handle the storms of life may affect how they are affected. If we don't allow the calm of the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of that storm and let Him calm the storm when He sees fit, we can throw them off and they can drown. So they enjoyed the calm, but Jesus, listen, He don't even mention them no more, does He? One little sentence there and it just threw me off. And there were also with Him other little ships. And then I pondered that and I thought about that. But then it reminds me, no sparrow falls without Him knowing. See, we concentrated on the big ship that Jesus was in. But there was these little ships trying to get to Jesus because they wanted to get in the ship with Jesus. The way we handle storms may hinder others from getting in the ship with Jesus. This is what I'm seeing. This is not even, what you call this. Synopsis, ponderings, thoughts, I don't know, but it just grasped me and I wanted to just leave that with you. But I noticed this, that in the ships, no matter large or big, there's labor. And it was harder for the little ships. Have you ever noticed little kids, how they try to keep up with daddy as he's walking? Get beside him. How many steps they got to take to keep up with your strides? A lot, all right? Them little legs just going. Just a going, trying to keep up beside you. You might take, six steps and they got to take 18 to keep up with you. Just going. Boy, just watch. These little ships were very active. It was taking more energy for them to keep up and to fight the storm than it was the bigger ship. That's why the Bible says, ye which are spiritual, lift up such one that's fallen. Hey, listen. It takes a whole lot more energy I'll be honest with you, for me, maybe not for you, it takes a whole lot more energy for me to sit in one spot and tread water than it does to swim across the pool. Maybe not for you. I get in the pool, I swim, I get over there, I'm not out of breath. I sit there in the back, step treading water, trying to stay up above, my feet kicking, my arms kicking, trying to stay there. I spend a lot of energy trying to stay in that one little spot. Those little ships that desire to be active in the church, like Tony coming around here, throwing that there thing. He spends a whole lot more energy fighting off the wiles of the devil than you and I. Because the Bible says that in our youth, they want to be active. And if we don't involve, and if we don't take the time to spend time with them and get them around godly things and things of God, this world will suck them out. These little ships was active in the service. No, the big ship may have had, I don't know, 40 in it. The little ships may have only had 3. But they weren't so unimportant that Jesus didn't remember to mention them. You know what the Bible says? Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I thought about that lady who broke the alabaster box and anointed the Lord Jesus. You know what Jesus said about her? Wherever the gospel will be preached, this act will be mentioned also. A little old bitty something of it. But Jesus said, John the Baptist preached, was beheaded, but Jesus said this about little John the Baptist, said, no man was born a woman greater than he. That's what Jesus said. And these little ships. I guess what got a hold to me the most was, in thinking about this, was that how many of the little ships over the 8 years that we've been here have I been responsible for capsizing? Or how many have I threw a lifeline and pulled them closer to the big ship so they can tie off to the big ship and have stability until they can climb in to the big ship? Father, we love you. What a thought. I don't even know if I conveyed half of what was on my heart or my mind. I want my church to know, your church, the church I pastor, to know that we've got a great responsibility. This isn't fun and games.